Lamar, N4ZLK.
Fisher, Bravo.
N4ZLK, how are you?
Doing well, how about yourself?
I was going to tell you, I didn't call you, but I was thinking the next time I heard you, you pulled in, not pulled in front of me, like, in a bad way. We're on 25 over there in front of Donaldson Center, headed towards Greenville, and I saw you. But I was working, and you pulled in front of me going around another truck.
That must have been Wednesday, I'm guessing.
Wednesday. You look like you were in a hurry.
Greenville fence before they closed, and people couldn't drive.
UPS truck, tractor trailer, and I was in the left lane because I had to make a left turn before 5 o'clock. I got to make a pickup, be there by 5 o'clock. And there was another truck in the right lane in front of me and in front of you, a couple other cars, and they were kind of going slow. And all of a sudden, I didn't know it was you until you got in front of me and I saw your tag.
That's a shame. You never want to act up because you never know who's going to see you.
I called it for you on the Simplex and the, this repeater and Anderson repeater. I thought he's got to be listening to something.
I'll be honest. A lot of times I don't even turn the radio on when I'm in the truck. I listen to audiobooks a lot if I'm in there, or old-time radio on XM. But yeah, that's funny. Going back to what I mentioned before, my daughter actually was seen by my boss. This was probably 15 years ago or something like that. So I told her that you should be careful because you never know who's going to see you. And see, yeah, apparently I was driving a little crazy and you saw me.
We got to watch out for that. You weren't driving crazy. It just... I could tell traffic was not moving very quickly, and you looked like you needed to get somewhere. But it wasn't dangerous or anything like that. I just happened to see your tag. I saw the antennas and then saw the tag. I was like, wait, that's Tommy. So anyway, nothing to call you out on. Just giving you a hard time.
We need to keep an eye out for the UPS trucks and keep my radio on, because then I could have said hello. But, yeah, I had actually driven all the way from Greenwood and had looked at the time, and it had said that I would get there at, like, 4:56. I think I got there at 4:55. But I had somebody down in front of the Azuzu place down there just south of Moonville. But I came through there. There was a fire truck coming through and was turning left into that road across from the Isuzu place, and they slammed on brakes in the middle of the intersection. I slammed on brakes so I wouldn't hit them. The person behind me had to take evasive action to the right into the little driveway going into the Isuzu place. And that was just the kind of craziness that was going on. I was like, what are people doing today? But that's anymore. And I'm sure you see it with driving the tractor trailer trucks too, the non paying attention to the fact that there's a nice large 18 wheeler behind them and taking chances they probably shouldn't.
K4XP. Talking about, I'm trying to remember if I saw the fire truck. I saw some emergency vehicles the last few days, and I came up from 86. I had to make a pickup there off 86 on the way to Piedmont, and then come up to Beechtree Boulevard there. But my favorite is when people pass me, I see them coming up behind me, and then they'll brake around me and speed up, get right in front of me, and then slam on the brakes to make a right turn when they could have just waited behind me. So that gets dangerous. I always keep an eye out and try to leave space, so I've got plenty of room. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to I was calling my son-in-law. He called Annette, and I was going to ride you with him, but then my son and his wife were leaving the house, and I had to, I missed the ride to you, so I was just calling to see if he was still on. I know the net's already closed out. Good to hear you tonight. I'm glad I was able to just tell you that I saw you before it got too far away. I wouldn't remember. Anyway, good talking to you, Tommy. Hope you and your wife and your family have a good weekend. K4XB and 4ZLK.
On that, and yeah, very cool. Thank you for letting me know. And yeah, I was trying to check in. I was late turning the, well, I actually had the radio on, but didn't have it turned up, and I was trying to see if anybody was still around. But anyhow, have yourself a good one, sir. N4ZLK, this is K4XB73. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.